Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we are. We are glad in it. We thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his peace, his love, his joy, his kindness, his patience, his protection, his provision. Oh, we thank the Lord for being in control, hallelujah, of our life. We welcome the Lord in our life, and we say thank you, Father, for this day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for leading and guiding us, Father. We give honor to God. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Give honor to God today. For he is our Father. He is all. He is the only true and living God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. 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 He is the only true and living God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just saw something, a mistake that I made. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. God is truly good. And we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank him. Thank him for his kindness. Thank him for his direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we give you glory, we bless your name, we thank you for your peace, your love, your joy, your kindness extended to us. Father, we thank you for forgiving us for every sin, every deed, every word, every thought, every action that we've committed against thee and thee only. For you are holy, hallelujah. You expect holiness, hallelujah. So now, Father, we're leaning and depending on you. We thank you for guiding our feet, opening our mouth and giving us words to speak at the right time. Almighty God, we ask you, Lord God, for every decision that we have to make today. Right now, God, we yield our opinion, our thoughts, our desires. Yield them to you, God. And what you tell us to say, what decision is made that we should speak, that you've given us, we ask that you give us clarity of mind and allow us to hear you clearly and allow us to see you clearly, what you are saying to us. You've forgiven us the holy boldness, Father, to speak what you have given us to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And when you've given us a word or a message or something to say to someone, thank you for allowing us to know the appointed time for us to speak. And thank you for giving us the love and the boldness to be obedient to you in love. Thank you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word that you have given us. We thank you for your written word, Almighty God, which is alive. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it blesses us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Gives us a threefold blessing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for it. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, it does bless us. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. As agents of heaven, Lord God, hallelujah. As children of heaven, hallelujah. As citizens of heaven, Almighty God, hallelujah. Thank you that you give us the opportunity to pray the situations that are occurring here on earth. Oh, Lord, we thank you and praise you and glorify your most holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But truly, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you for the written word. Thank you for it, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It opens our mind of understanding. Hallelujah. It secures us. Hallelujah. It encourages us. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It encourages us. It empowers us. Yes, Lord. It reassures us that you love us. Hallelujah. It reassures that we can stand boldly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And holiness and righteousness shows us not our righteousness, not what we call and define holiness, but what you call. Hey, God. Hallelujah. What you say is holy. What you say is righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your word opens our mind to understand it. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And strengthen us. Yes, Lord. Physical and naturally. Hallelujah. Builds up the spiritual man. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the sacrifice that those who made so that we can have it. Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Who thought it was a robbery. Hallelujah. Who lives were even taken. Almighty God. Who properties were destroyed and taken. Almighty God. But they didn't count it robbery. My God. We're ever so grateful. And we're ever so humble. Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you for covering us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for covering us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for covering us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Almighty God. Thank you for covering us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you, Almighty God, for protecting us from danger seen and unseen. Almighty God, hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Even that in the atmosphere, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. We give you glory. We didn't take anything for granted, Lord God. Oh, Father, how we thank you. How we praise your name. Hallelujah. And how we are so eternally grateful to you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. I thank you for taking care of our children and grandchildren. Thank you for healing them, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us do nothing to hold our children back. Lord God, hallelujah. They belong to you. Oh, surround them with your care. Almighty God, hallelujah. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Almighty God, the blessed of the Lord. Saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. On the road to do the Father's will. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, our children and our grandchildren, God. Protect them, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shield and defend them, Almighty God, hallelujah. God of that great Yahweh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Cover and protect. Allow them to be around the right people who will encourage them to walk with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guard them against Almighty God, the false teachers and the false preachers. Almighty God, surround them with strong, holy, righteous people. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Heal their bodies, keep them healed, Almighty God. Keep them in the straight and the narrow, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May their bodies always perform the manner which you have called, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua the Christ, the Son of the living God. Touch our bodies, Almighty God. Remove every offense and weakness, Almighty God. We speak health and healing to our bodies, Almighty God. We trust and depend on you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We speak health and healing in the name of Yeshua. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every once in a while, we have to come to ourselves, our spiritual self. Oh, God, yes. And we said, oh, God, God is our healer. Yes, you are, Almighty God. I have to have some spiritual slaps. Say, remember who your healer is. Hallelujah. Almighty God, remember who your Father is. Almighty God, hallelujah. Let us not lie against your word. Your word said you are our healer. Let us speak healing. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Let us speak healing. For thou art the God who heal your people. Hallelujah. We thank you for the power of life flowing through our bodies, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't hear the word of the enemy. Hallelujah. That speak contrary to the word of our Father. Hallelujah. Our Father is God and your God alone. We thank you, dear God. Hallelujah, for restoring, hallelujah, refreshing, renewing us, Almighty God. Woo, Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we rebuke every negative dream that will try to come and cause us to doubt you. Almighty God, it is. Hallelujah. Almighty God, we thank you, angel of the Almighty, who stood before us while we slept in slumber. Almighty God. Ooh, hallelujah. Who go with us. Hallelujah. As we go about our daily duties. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord God Almighty. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, we will. Hallelujah. Enough is just enough. Every once in a while we have to wait a minute. Stop. Inhale. Relax. What has come up on us, little by little, piece by piece, a little here, a little there. Ooh. We belong to God. We don't accept. We're surrounded by the angels of the Most High God. There is more with us than against us. God fight our battles, the battles seen and unseen. We've gotten weary. Oh, God, help us. Oh, yeah, that one there. I don't even know what that is yet. But, yeah, that one, that there, God got that. Yeah, he got it. Ooh, I'm like my friend Martin. God got it. Hey! Even when fear tried to come and take, God got it. Talking about the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Regardless of what scientists said, how they said, I can't explain all of it, but I know one thing. A bang didn't do it. I know that my God decided when the beginning would begin and it be gone. Point blank, period. And maybe one day, if he counted necessary, he'll tell or show and bring it all together if that is his decision. But I know one day, he said, beginning begin, and the beginning begun. In the beginning, God. Hallelujah. However, whatever man has done, enough. Enough is just enough. He doesn't have to explain everything to me. And I'm not saying it because I don't know. There is a whole bunch I don't know. No. There is so much I don't know. And I could know if I did stop to seek and ask him. I just found out there were Nubians. And you say, well, yeah. Now, hey, my little corner, my admittance. And they are in dire need. We all want to talk about we are Nubian queen. And these people are in dire need of help. Just saying. I ain't hollering at nobody. Ain't point finger at nobody. When you find out something, you pray. And if God leads you, you do something for him. Then thy help. Okay. Hallelujah. I don't even know how to communicate with them. Because I can't speak their language. They're learning Arabic. Yes. They don't need a bunch of people running over misleading them either. I'm just saying. They need people who will tell them about the living God and not the hatred that we share and not the disrespect what they believe. I mean, you know, we can go over and make some messes. So, prayer first. Hallelujah. Prayer first. Yes, Lord. Prayer first. God, I do know, is God. And if he, hold on 1 minute. Hallelujah. If he has decided to use you in a manner to help people, we should be humble. Yeah, be humble. Be humble. Be humble. Be humble. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Great God from Zion. Hallelujah. We thank God for leading us. And apparently that was all I needed to say because the rest is gone. So, hey. Seek God. Hallelujah. If you're a teacher, teach it. But please, just teach the truth. Oh, well, this is what we believe. That's not going to work. That's not going to fly. Doesn't matter if it does not, if it is not truth, God's truth. You know, we've done enough of that. Enough of people have died for what man believes is true. So we don't need to do that. A lot of people have been, oh my God, wounded too deep because of man's religion and man's belief. What man say is true. This is how I see it. I saw a ring of people destroying people, killing people. And they praying. They say, oh, Jesus. Almighty God, help me. I don't want to be critical, but the truth is just the truth. Oh, Lord. And we need, thank you, Lord. It's all in a nutshell for me. Thank the Lord. We need some people who will stand up and fight for the truth. And you don't have to beat somebody up. You don't have to murder. We've seen all of that. We've seen what that will do. Just live the life. Just live the life. Just live the life. That's right. Don't ask me to do anything contrary to the word. That's all, because you're going to get a response. And maybe you should. So if you ask me, that's an opportunity for me to tell you. And we need to, we're reading the same book. Well, I don't know. I told you that this organization, this company, yes. Whatever you believe, whatever your denomination is, your religion, they have material that'll back it up. Now, I have a serious problem with that one. Whatever you believe, whatever your teaching is, that we got information, we got books, we got everything for that. Certificates, everything. Said you've off my I don't know. And we need to just get on our knees and pray and ask God to show me the truth, his truth, nothing else. Let me see dates, time. God did this. God said this. God said that. Not I believe. We believe. This is how our organization. No, enough of that. Enough. That can't take me to heaven. What can take me there is God's word, God's truth. What did God say? You know, it's frightening to me how man has taken so much liberty, so much so they maim, kill, steal, turn their nose up. Everybody in a different religion turning their nose up at, oh, they don't know nothing. Oh, they not with us. Oh, no. Did you blow the breath of life into anybody lately? I know people say, oh, you're not going to have anybody listening to you because God, somebody got to say, no, that's not. But we can all get along because we believe this and we believe that. You know, we can all get along. Somebody is in trouble. Do you know we're going to have to stand before God and give an account for this? Now, that's a reality. And your friends tell you, oh, yeah, I know you saved. You got a heaven. You have the measuring stick. One Bible. Well, let me say this. One God. 50 million religions. Over-exaggerated, maybe. A numerous numbers. And ain't none of them. And 100% agreeance. Somebody need to get scared. Because there will be a day of reckoning and a day of answering. And just because we're used by God don't mean that God is honoring you. It is his word that he used to come from you that he honors. I'm just saying, somebody need to be scared. I am. I'm nervous about it. I am. I'm nervous about it. And we can put, oh, it doesn't take all of that. And people, you can go to the football game. And if you don't yell and scream, people look at you like, what's wrong with you? God, help me. But you're too sophisticated to worship the one who blew the breath, who saved you, who sent his son to pay a price that you could not pay, a debt that you owed. You committed high treason. You committed it. And he brought you back into, made provisions to bring you back into right relationship with him. He said, I am your God. I heal you from your sicknesses and your diseases. I love you. And you decide to minimize him. Because you need to look good. You need to dress. Let me not go there. God help us. Help me too. We'll say at any cost. until it's time to pay the cost. And then we change our mind. What our friends going to say? Because after all, do you know who I am? Lord, you got breath that was blown into you by God. Hallelujah. That's who. But we got a God who loves us unconditionally. He loves us with a mighty love. He wants you and I to know him, to obey him, to show the world what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God. Oh, yes, he does. He wants the world to see. He wants you and I to be examples. How he cares, he protects. Yes, that's what he wants. Oh, God, the world to see. And then when they see, they want it. There are those who in the world know how we should conduct ourselves, and they want to see if anyone can do it. They're just looking. They'll throw trinkets in your way to see how you respond to it. Because it doesn't mean anything to them. And they'll throw trinkets to see how you forget your God. Hallelujah. Whew. What would you sell? I'll leave that alone. What would you sell? What would you give up for the after all? And I know it can be hard, God, if I tell you some of the things that I've gone through. Yeah. But God has been there all the time for me and with me. Hallelujah. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. It seems at times that he will forsake you. Seems at times that he has left you. Seems at times that he has just totally what people are saying about you are true. Because God is just gone. But he hasn't. Come to mind when John was thrown into prison. And he had his moment of doubt. And Yeshua had to remind him, send a message to remind him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John then again came back to understand what his purpose was here on this earth. Let's not, if you, God bless you, allow you to be blessed with material, lots and lots of material gain. That's good, but don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. And you mean to tell me I'm supposed? I don't have. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying whatever state you find yourself in, be content. Don't sell out. Don't get it and then turn your nose and then forsake God because you've become comfortable. Life is fickle. You have today and you don't have the next second. God is eternal. He changed not. That song, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. The value of it. Fluctuate. I call it to the fickleness of man. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No. To the fickleness of man. God's love doesn't change. Even when we are our ugly self. Ooh, when we are our obnoxious self. Ooh, when we are, I don't even want to be me self. When I'm all up in my self-righteous self. When a friend of mine, I had asked, I just told her about Mata. I said, oh, you see Mata, something Mata did. Mata is the mass transit rail here in the Atlanta area. And she told me, oof, I don't have to know anything about Mata. Me, none of my children would ever ride Mata. I said, oh, okay. Since you're a community person, I thought it was just something I could pass on to you. Not too long later, who I see on Mata but her son. I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking him. He and his daughter. All right. And I'm not knocking it. But the point that I'm making is, don't turn your nose. Don't think that where you are. Please. Please. And the person you're talking to probably would never have to ride Mata again. Life. You never know the tricks and the turns. Just say, so far I thank the Lord that I'll never have to use Mata. And I don't know why not. The president of the United States used to use mass transit. We put emphasis on the wrong thing. And he had a whole bunch of money. And he rode mass transit. You too good? Because you got a nickel and a dime. Don't. What does God want? God want us to be humble. Show love and mercy and kindness. And don't let God have to show you that. Ask God, no, I'll be humble. And he don't need that fake stuff. Fake and humble and fake and humility. People, oh yeah, I'm not like them. I ain't got nothing. We just humble people. No, because people just don't have the money. Because when you have the money, we'll see how humble you are. Let's just tell the truth. Pick the feathers off the chicken. Because God sees everything and he knows everything. And I'm talking to me because we all have the tendency to go into the places that's comfortable for us. Get along with your particular group of people who hear and talk and think like you. And you can find yourself in a place that you really have taken God out of. And you got your own religion. And it works. And it works for you. We don't want that. We want to be where in a place where God truly is and God is pleased with us. It's scary. We get in our comfort zone. And then even in our zone, we have cliques. Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us. And we're not scared. Mm-mm. And my mama religion, my daddy religion was good enough. I was speaking with an elder on yesterday, and it was just like a revelation. We realized that there were people who looked the part, sound the part. They weren't perfect. They had a lot of stuff going on. They were no different than you or I. But it was about God, God's grace and his mercy. God's grace and God's mercy. So I'm talking to me as I share with you that we purpose in our heart to live a life that's pleasing to our God. Living a life that's pleasing to our God and our God alone. Amen. Because when we do anything past that, hallelujah, when we do anything past that, we're in error or short of that. Ask God to lead us and guide us and direct us. Open our minds of understanding. Speak to our heart. And, you know, just remind us of the things that he would have us to do. Build our relationship with our God. Speak to us. We know his voice. And let him have his way. And use us accordingly for how he had this desire to use us for his purpose, his will. Yes, that's an exciting place. That's a wonderful place. That's a blessed place to be in the plan and purpose and the will of God. The plan and the purpose and the will of God. To be in that place, in the plan and the purpose and the will of God. Uh-huh. In the plan and the purpose and the will of God. In the plan, in the purpose, and in the will of God. Amen. That's a safe place to be in. Oh yeah, I got that. I've been doing that on a, I'll make sure that you remain. Because you could be like that little lamb just eating and nibbling on this great field of grass that the shepherd has provided. Just nibble, 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 nibble. And you know you're in a safe place. Just nibble, 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 nibble. And then there's a fence. And in that fence, there's a hole. And ooh, on that side, the grass, look, this is green. Nibble, 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 nibble. And before you know it, you're in a dangerous place with dangerous grass. You need the shepherd. Hallelujah. Don't go through that hole. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what it looked like. Hallelujah. We need the shepherd. We can't get too independent. God expect you to use your mind. Yeah, but he told you don't lead to your own understanding. So you got to take your mind and acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. The complete Hebrew Jewish Bible say he'll level the plain for you. Translator, he'll level the plane. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. If you just lean on it. Jesus said, I don't do anything outside of my Father. My Father's will. My Father and I are one. He said, I'm the vine. You're the branches. Everything that's in the vine is in the branch. Mm-hmm. And he pruned the branches. Yes, yes, yes. They have those little things that they call in the natural. They call little suckers. And they look so pretty and green. But if you don't take those suckers out, they'll destroy the branch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So God have to remove them for us. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. I just get joy when I think about it and what he's done for me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God loves you and he cares, but he does not love you enough or love you that he will allow you to just go on out and do whatever you want to do, regardless of how righteous and religious you think you are. Uh-huh. Mm-mm. And yes, he has been known to use people in spite of to accomplish a task. So don't be fooled. Stay in the will of God. Let me do it this way. Margaret, stay in the will of God. Use your name and just say, stay in the will of God. I know I'm right with God. That's when you can be in the biggest trouble, when you can get too cocky. I thank God for keeping me and not by my own power. I acknowledge that. It is his, and that is a safe place to be in. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. I have something to tell someone. And I wanted to share with us here on the broadcast, but I best do it them first, and then, if the Lord allow, at some time share it with us on the broadcast. Uh-huh. Oh, Lord, I tell you, that time of self examination. You know, we can pretend and we can have a form down, and we know, we get comfortable. Oh yeah, I can jump up and preach anytime. I'm not afraid. Ooh, what? You better consult God. Oh, what you think he gave me the gift of preaching? Did he tell you he wanted you to do that? Did he tell you he wanted you to say that? They can call me and I can come up at a moment's notice. Did you go before God and say, God, do you want me up here before these people? Just saying, well, God is good. Lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him. And we all can get caught up in the moment And then you're like, oh, well, I've been trained to be able to respond at a moment's notice. And which we all have been taught that you should be able to say something for the Lord. But it should be so serious with us that we should acknowledge the Lord. And it doesn't matter what people will say to you. At a moment's notice, you're supposed to be able to give an account. But then said, lean not to your own understanding. You have to acknowledge God. Sometimes that can be tight. It's not about what you can do. It's about what God is warning you to say or do. And what you do about that. So before we go anywhere, we need to seek God to make sure we don't get caught in a trap. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's serious. It's serious. It's serious. It's serious. I want to show you that I'm deep. I'm ready at any time. It's not about that. It's about, is God placing words in my mouth to speak? And what is it that he would have me to say? In advance. Hallelujah. In advance. We have to be conscious. And I know I'm one of them. Get caught up in the moment. Get caught up in the moment. Hallelujah. Get caught up in the moment. Get caught up in the moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't get caught up in the moment. Get caught up in God. Yeah. I'm going to read the scripture that I had. Please excuse me. I had assigned more time this morning than I realized I had done. That's why I paused and stopped and said, what? instead of the 60, I did 30, add 30 more minutes to this show. So I'll just go as far as God will have me to go. And if you must go, I see you, my darling sister. God bless you. Love you. excuse me. If I go to the end of what God will have me to go, then, you know, and if not, I'll take it to the full time that I had allotted. And if you have to go, I do understand. God bless you. But I just wanted you to be aware that I am aware of the time that I had allotted for this. I didn't realize it when I did it until after the show began, so I couldn't make any adjustments there. The next thing, I have been doing on Facebook, but I'm having some issues with that. Try to remind the people that I didn't just stop. There was a couple of issues that our issue that came up, and I'm hoping that it will be rectified soon. Nevertheless, I offered the telephone number, and prayerfully, they'll see it and tune in via Broad Blog Talk Radio phone number. Amen. Now, that was station identification time. Glory to God. I'll just stop and also pray. I'm not heartless. I hope you had a great Mother's Day. And I hope you enjoyed that time. I know that the last past year
so much has transpired. Many people, parents died, children died, and well, I like pass from here to eternity, and that's why I like pass. And it can still be a little raw, but I pray in spite of that, you felt some love. And I thank God for watching over you in Yeshua's mighty name. And some of you still have your mommy, hallelujah, still have your mommy that you can hug. Yes, yes. Oh, I know your hugs are good and you kissed her, hallelujah, and did your best for your mommy. It's a blessing to have your mommy with you. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Still wear that red rose. Hallelujah. But my sin is a pink rose. Hallelujah. 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 She's not gone forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's yet alive with her Savior. Hallelujah. We believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go into our scripture. You know where we're going. And then, since I have this time, I want to read Numbers, just in case you have to leave. Numbers 22, 23, and 24. 22, 23, and 24. Read at your leisure. And Joshua 10, 1 through 15. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. Numbers chapters 22, 23, and 24. And Joshua 10th chapter, verses 1 through 15. Hallelujah. God is good. Okay. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll stop right there. I heard this young man on a show, and they were discussing. And he said he didn't believe like the average Christian believed, because of his discipline, he knew what the average Christian don't know. And because of his culture and the tradition that he've come out, he enjoyed being in church. He enjoyed the fellowship of church. He enjoyed interacting with the church members and the socialness of the church. But because of his knowledge, he doesn't see, and he doesn't believe like we believe. The dinosaurs, the fossils, the different skeletons that they have come across, and we won't go any further with that. And yes, there are answers that we don't have. And I suspect, going back what I said earlier, if we
know that there is a question, and maybe I have to go back once I had said, and just ask God. That's it. If you, any doubt, have a question, God can answer it, point blank, period. I can take away from where that statement I made originally. God got the answer. There's a question, there is an answer to it. And it will not diminish the reality of who God is. Thank you, Lord. And it's just like that. Hallelujah. Don't have to beat around the bush and beg. No doubting. Because my going to church is more than a social gathering. Lordy. Hallelujah. Okay. God created man. Hallelujah. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Oh, yeah. And those, God is great enough to answer any question you have. And that's point blank, period. Even with the vast knowledge you may have, and the questions are so difficult, most of us as pastors can't answer it, but God can. Oh, Lord. I was minimizing God. God can answer. God is the answer. What? Because of your knowledge? Because you the devil? God got the answer. I just never asked. Okay. And perhaps I need to so that I can be more effective. Got that done and settled. Thank you, Lord. Maybe. Oh, God. God is the answer. He got it. Good. That's why we can't lean to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge him. Because there may be someone sitting in the audience who has vast knowledge and understanding, and their soul is weighing in the balance. And you may need to be the one that God is using to give them the answer that can be life-changing. We have to take it serious. Yes. We have to take it serious. God, what is it that you will have me to say? My God, we have to take it serious. Oh, my God, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Say, God, why am I saying this? What? God knows. God got the answer. You the preacher. You the evangelist. You the prophet. God is using. Hallelujah. Let him use us as he would be pleased to accomplish his goal. Just little old you and little old me. And that's so faith. We can do great work for our God. Anything we do is great because bringing clarity to the people so that they can trust and know their God. That's great work. Hallelujah. Something just came to me. Huh.
I don't know. It's a lot going on. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Mm. The sixth day. The second part of the sixth day. And God said, verse 26, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over everything, every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 So we're going to read. We're going to read. And talk about Numbers a little bit. 22. And as I always suggest or remind us, when we open the Bible to the passage, and be determined to read it. Be determined to read it. And read it. And what do you see? What do you see? And it was so strange to me. It was like, I think it was the 22nd chapter. I just saw information like it was just in a little block in the verse, just kind of nestled in there. I'm like, oh, what did that say? But it was just in a unique way and brought it to my attention. God is good. God is good. But now we're in the book of Numbers, and we see Balak, the king of Moab, who summons a prophet. Well, you figure, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. But we see first, we see that the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on the side of the Jordan by Jericho. Okay, but when we go up back to the 21st chapter, at the end we see that they had been in a battle, and they won the battle. Hallelujah. So they going on minding their business. And yet, a plot is attempted against them. They don't know it. They're not aware of it. And they don't see it. They just there. And there is someone who's afraid of them, Balak. And he don't get his priest because the pagans had their spirits, soothsayers and their men who gave them their knowledge and in their court. They had people who were
who could give them interpretations of their visions, who could pray and accomplish some things for them. But he felt a heavyweight. Yeah, y'all good, but you ain't that good. I know I need somebody who I know when he curse, and when he bless. Isn't that something? What? And he had the price. So we know that Balaam was a prophet for profit. Yeah, that's interesting. Balaam was a prophet for profit. When you look into it, and you see that his fear and his determination, the king of Moab, was so fierce that he when Balaam turned him down, he sent higher honorees and more money to entice him, Balaam, that is, because he was serious about him coming and cursing these people. And that may have worked. Excuse me. Balaam may have had a reputation that he could do it. And we get done, no problem. There was a problem. He didn't know the one who was their God. And he was no match for the God of Israel. No match for the God of Israel. Oh my God. And I think it's 23:1, Balaam have seven altars made, and he made sacrifice, and he told the king to stand by, and he went to see what he could hear from the Lord. And in the fourth verse, it says that God told Balaam, I erected seven altars and I made sacrifice. Oh my God. I said, ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. And Balaam realized, God told him, you can't curse what is blessed. That's an encouragement right there. Oh my God. Oh. And we sometimes think that even we can, or people we know can do these things. And said, God allowed it. And look how blessed they are. But God, it's God's word that is blessed. And God, his word. And he have used unsavory people to accomplish his task. He used a donkey. That's why I say that we cannot think more highly of ourselves. Oh my God. You have limits. You cannot evaluate a person from your perspective and think that you can curse that person
when they're blessed by God. Because you don't see it. You don't like them. You don't respect them. You don't respect their ministry. Woo! That's in a dangerous place. You're not comfortable around them. Oh my God, oh my God. Woo! You may not use them or want them in your ministry. God gave them a work to do for him. And it's not about you. Not about me. Can you believe that? That we can have such audacity. Oh, I heard God's crown and glory. God fights for those who belong to him. I don't want to go, but I want to show you. Now, here Israel did not have a clue what was going on, and God is going back and forth with this prophet. God told him when he first asked God, what should he do? God told him not to go with them. They come back with all of this they want to give, the king want to give him. He go back and ask God. God told him to go, but God's anger was kindled against him. When God had said, don't do, don't do. Point blank, period. And we have to get to that place, some of us, where it doesn't matter what you say, how you say it. If God said no, guess what? You can come a trillion times. The answer is no. Ask God to give us strength to obey him. Now let's look, and we go over to Joshua, the 10th chapter, starting at the first verse. We see here's Israel again, coming out of a battle. King gets nervous. He don't know who is these people. They came out of Egypt. What are they about? They don't care nothing about them. No kind of respect for them. Now, they done won a battle. He is all messed up. So, and then he sees one of the kings have gone on the side of Israel, declared his allegiance. Now, this is a serious issue for this king. So he gets with his four other kings, and he comes up with a scheme. Well, what we'll do, we'll go after Gilboa, and we will surround him. We'll defeat him. Why? Because of him turning his back on us, going to the Israelites, siding with them. We'll get him. And then we'll let them know how powerful we are. They made a mistake. Now, that's good strategy. The weakest link. But only one thing was wrong with that. God Almighty. Was on the side of Israel. Israel was on the winning side. God fight his battle. Now this time, Israel knew they were going to have to fight. They realized that these kings were against them, and they were coming up against them. But God was on their side.
Hallelujah. And what happened? I'm glad you asked. I want you to read this for yourself. Oh, my God. Now, these kings, they were warriors. Like I said, they had no respect for Israel. What is this? Who are these people? What are they trying to do? Don't know nothing about them. There weren't these slaves that was in Egypt. What they know about being warriors? Huh? There's a God that's on their side who fight their battles for them. The sun stood still. Ooh, the God, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. I just love the 12th verse. And what does it say? Well, actually, the 10th verse tell you, and God disconfigured them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gilboa and chased them along the way that goes up against Beth Horon and smote them, and I hope I'm pronouncing, Azizah and into Mekathah. And it came to pass as they fled before Israel, that they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord God cast great stones from heaven upon them. And the king died. They were more which died with hailstone than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. My pastor always said, make sure you know how to pronounce those words before you begin to read. Mistake one I made. Hallelujah. Sometimes the Geechee and the Southern come out. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I repent. Hallelujah for the mistake that I made. Hallelujah. And verse 12 says, then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, son, stand thou still upon Gilboa, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people, listen, till the people avenged themselves upon their enemy. Is not this written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and haste not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hastened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the same God. He's not fickle. He changed not. He'll fight for you. And let me put it like this. He'll fight for his own. He protects his own. He shields his own. Hallelujah. God fought that battle. Hallelujah. They're the same children in numbers. Hallelujah. God fought for, and he'll do it for you, and he'll do it for me if we trust him. If we trust him. If we trust him. God loves you with an everlasting love. He's the same God. He's God to bless you and keep you.
The Lord make his face, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Hallelujah. Absolute God. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for you. Jude, now unto him that is able to keep you and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, through the only wise God, our Savior, be power, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in the love of God. Hallelujah. Find good praises with your guests. Hallelujah. 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 Love you.